Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm Dominic Mills-Howell, and today I'll be presenting on Fortifying the Foundations, Elevating Security in NixonNixOS. Before I get into the talk, I'll give a brief introduction to myself. I'm a software engineer that's broadly interested in application development, build system compilers, and algorithms. And I've served in varying capacities in different open source projects, such as being a mentor under the Palisades Foundation and Haskell.org under the Google Summer of Code program for 3 years. In addition to that, I've also been a participant of Google Summer of Code-like programs such as Summer of Haskell and Summer of Nix, which I both participated in last year. And now to get to the meat of the matter, today I'll be presenting on this talk, which is about the various features that were implemented during the Sovereign Tech Fund's Contribute Back Challenge, which occurred in the fourth quarter of last year. And the Sovereign Tech Fund is essentially a fund mandated by the German government that seeks to support the development, improvement, and maintenance of open digital infrastructure. So Nix was one of the 9 selected projects in 2023, and the focus was on 3 aspects. But this talk will be mainly focused on the first aspect, which is a proper boot security chain for NixOS. This was chosen because it's easily the most expansive and arguably the more interesting of the three. So let's get into it. So you know, I assume many of you use Linux, or because why wouldn't you? And and I know that you know when you first installed, like whenever that was, when you first installed Linux, you had to disable secure boot in order to proceed with installation, and it's very commonplace for us to just disable secure boot and just completely relinquish that thought of ever having a dual booted Windows and Linux machine, because why would you? And essentially, what we're interested in is in implementing this boot security feature in NixOS. And that consists of, you know, a number of different facets. But historically, there were 2 earlier implementations, Lanzaboot and another one developed by Determinate Systems, Bootspec Secure Boot. Yeah, sorry, it's literally on the screen. And but they were a bit unsatisfactory in the sense that they required one to first install NixOS in an insecure manner and then modify the configuration file in order to apply, well, Lanzaboot in particular, in order to apply Lanzaboot, then you know, Nix switch rebuild, and then you'd have secure boot after you've made your necessary configurations for your machine. And for you as an end user, that maybe is fine, but say you're using NixOS on some kind of network or some kind of cloud server, or you're trying to find a way to kind of deterministically build some kind of server farm. It's not really satisfactory, because if you're providing some kind of service like that, then you pretty much leave yourself susceptible to things such as like bootkits that can basically take control of your entire system from the boot process onwards. And essentially, you kind of want to adapt yourself to a secure boot story in NixOS in the sense that you want secure boot to be the default option once you get the NixOS installer and put it in your device and you boot it up on a new machine. You don't really want to have to turn off secure boot. You want to essentially have an option where you can have secure boot by default on NixOS the moment you've begun to install it. And this consists of a number of different steps. I mean, the secure boot is essentially just a chain of trust such that various components from the inception of the booting process just kind of sign one another. And the methodology that we kind of took in this approach was basically to use a unified kernel image, because it would keep everything in one particular place. You won't really have to worry about, say, booting init rd and init msd or on the kernel and whatnot. You basically have everything in one place and you just kind of have to sign that and then you go forward from there. And how that works is that essentially secure boot is a very Microsoft-centric thing. So you kind of have to adapt the Knicks image that you're building to accommodate for that. And what that means is that you translate the language into the language of portable executables. So what that means